Morning, everybody. Well, this came across my desk the other day from one of my contacts. So this is quite interesting. Right? I want people to look. This is a government's own website, Notified with Diseases Week Reports. Let's have a look at this one. So the weekly report 2021. Now, these are reported from hospitals, as obviously they've got a statutory duty to give Public Health England this information. All right, so it's a PHE document. Obviously, we're looking at the COVID-19. We're not really interested in what else is going on around the country, but we're really interested in what's happening with this. So we'll go down to page 14. This was in the first week. There's 197 cases. All right. Large number in Amber Valley, but obviously we know the link between electromagnetic radiation and viruses. Birmingham, obviously I've been to Birmingham, and it actually has a full operating 5G network system. But you see these other numbers. This fits with the video evidence of the empty hospitals and the anecdotal evidence from nurses who were in hospitals, and there's nobody here with this. There's not a single one in the northeast, right? There's not a single one. I think there's one in Durham there, but there's not. There isn't any in it's County Durham, yeah, three, all right. But there's none in Newcastle, none in Gateshead. So your councillors, your local authorities are lying. These are actual numbers. Now you've got to remember, this is to force a chemical weapon, right? Because that's what that's the thing they call a vaccine, that's what it is. So we're seeing massive fraud, totally massive fraud. Right, let's have a look at the second week. So this is the second week. We'll go down to 14. 11, 14, there we are again. There's COVID, right? You see, right, the numbers have dropped significantly. You've got still Amber Valley, Birmingham 10, Chorley 11, but you've got, you know, this fits with all of the evidence, the anecdotal evidence. That isn't any people anywhere, because obviously we know the PCR test is near 99% false, and especially the way that they're using it. All right, so they're basically, these are false. This is you know, just pollution, electromagnetic radiation pollution, basically the flu. All right, this is what this is. Now, the NHS are advertising, spending millions and millions, not on operations, but on advertising the fraud that they're involved with. Now, what I'm going to say, what that is, it's what's called terrorism. Because they're terrorizing the population on fake data. Look, on fake data, they're getting doctors coming out. We're absolutely rammed. You've got one in Carlisle. Oh, you're rammed off your feet in Carlisle from COVID-19, are you? Yeah. So have a look at the numbers, people. That's it. This is the government's own data. It's irrefutable. All right. The CDC data showing a lot of deaths. Now, what you've got to remember, this COVID-19, the flu, is near 99%, you know, survivable, unless you've got some serious underlying. So even though there's 145 people, you're probably going to see maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 at the most dead here. 5 dying in a flu season with the flu. That's what you're seeing here. That's all you're seeing. So obviously, once they get the 5G in, you see, the nurses are going to be surplus to requirements. They've already shut down the hospitals. Nurses are going to get that chemical weapon, what they call a vaccine. So are the police. See, once you get the 5G network up and running, and it is near networked up and running, it can listen to you. You don't need the police. And obviously, they're trying to murder you, so you don't need nurses. So they're first for the chopping block, and it's their ignorance, the lack of ability to actually the police to investigate this crime. We've actually got the CDC documents, you know, to show what's really going on. So you see the indoctrination of people, this contaminated vaccination program for the extermination and sterilization, because it's not only to the sterilize nanoparticles,